Thanks to our sponsor, this episode of Crazy Fitness Got a Healthy Living podcast was created using Podcastle. Podcastle is truly the easiest way to start your podcast. You can record remote interviews in studio quality sound. Editing is a breeze with a super intuitive and user-friendly audio editor. You can take advantage of their powerful AI tools like Magic Dust to optimize audio levels and remove background noise with just a single click. And I also use Podcastle to automatically transcribe my episodes, which not only lets me share the final transcript with all of you, my listeners, on different channels, but it even allows me to use their text editor to clean up any of the episode content I don't like, and I'll correspondingly edit the audio accordingly. Podcastle is amazing, all-in-one platform to create your podcast or any audio and video content. Give it a try at podcastle.ai. That is podcastle.ai. I am what you call an indie podcaster. If I run out of money, there's nobody backing Crazy Fitness Guy. How you can support Crazy Fitness Guy is becoming a premium subscriber to Crazy Fitness Guy Premium Podcast. Our first plan is called Low Crazy. You'll get 100% ad-free content with zero sponsorships and zero commercials. The second plan we have is called Crazy. For $3.99 a month, you get access to full episodes for the full library archives, early access to the shows, all episodes are ad-free, shout-outs out on the show, and you will be helping support our mission, and all the episodes are unedited. For the next plan, if you go year-long for $30 a year, they're extremely crazy. You'll get everything in the crazy plan, plus you'll get access to exclusive members' private Facebook group, and bonus ask me about anything episodes, and you get to suggest topics for the show in the Facebook group. So if you want to help support Crazy Fitness Guy, there's three plans starting at $2.99 a month, going up to $30 a year. So it's $2.99. The next plan that is up is $3.99, and then $30 a year. So thank you for all your support for the years, and I'm looking forward to continue making content just for you. Thank you. To become a premium podcast subscriber, click the links in the show notes and see which plan is right for you.
Welcome to Crazy Fitness by Healthy Living Podcast, where we strive to motivate people who are on the autism spectrum to live healthy lifestyles. If you think this podcast is only for people who are autistic, then think again. Whether you are autistic or not, we have a mix of content from healthy living to everything in between that makes up a balanced and healthy life. Autism is our backbone, and we strive to support the autism community by motivating, inspiring, and educating everyone about what autism is. Please welcome your host, Jimmy Clare, who is a motivational speaker, autism advocate, author, and founder of CrazyFitnessGuide.com.
Welcome to another episode of Crazy Fitness Guy's Healthy Living Podcast. I got my friend Virginia, who's going to talk about pretty much everything and everything, healthy living and whatnot. And welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jimmy. I'm very happy to be here, and I'm very happy to be in your space and to get to be interviewed by you. This is a pleasure. Thank you so much.
I'm so glad that we got to do this, because I know I had to reschedule last time because I had an annoying house showing. Gosh darn it. Just can't.
Quite all right. It's all God's timing, right?
Yeah.
And today was the day. And I'm having a good hair day. So anybody that's listening to this on the audio, just know that I'm having a good hair day today.
So am I.
And you are. You look rejuvenated. You look well. So I'm happy to be here with you.
That must probably be because of my spring break that I needed.
Oh, you do look well rested. So, well, I'm so excited to be here and to be on your platform and support you and everything what you're doing. I'm so happy and so proud of you, of everything. So exciting.
Thank you. So tell me a little bit about yourself.
Well, I live in the greater Washington, D.C. area. I am a 20-year vet fashion photographer. I've done some modeling. I've done some acting. I co-authored an international best-selling book called Women Who Illuminate. And I am the proud host of La Dolce Vita podcast with Virginia Rose. That is on 8 platforms, currently listenership in 31 countries. And that is a platform that I started to support artists, activists, and industry professionals during the pandemic.
So what made you want to start the podcast?
Okay, so this is going to be about at least a 5-minute long story. So you guys stick with me, all you listeners out there. So I had planned on retiring. I actually did say the words, I'm retiring from photography after a little over 20 years in the industry. I worked very, very hard. I was published many, many times. I worked with incredible celebrities, and I was ready to start a new journey that I had actually started in 2017 with winemaking in Italy. And I worked very, very hard alongside my business partner, Pietro Moretti. We had made some beautiful tailor-made boutique wines that we were planning on launching that was going to take all my energy and all my efforts. And 2020 was going to be our year for this launch. So I was happy to kind of hang up modeling, only do it for fun. I wasn't really into too many acting projects anymore. Semi-retired from photography, where I wasn't doing any more art directing and big projects, and really put all my energy into this wine journey. Well, I don't have to have you guys guess what happened when we went to launch the wine. So Italy closed, the United States closed, and Disney World closed pretty much all in the same, 30 days, less than 30 days. And so that caused me to have a major pivot in my course. So I was painting. I had been painting for a couple of years, but I'm on lockdown. 77 days was the first lockdown that I had my groceries delivered. I don't remember leaving the house but two times, maybe for gas or something that couldn't be delivered to my home, real quick, you know. But 77 days on lockdown, and I'm painting, and I'm falling into depression, Jimmy. My mental health was starting to deteriorate to a place that I did not recognize myself. And I was feeling very, sad and depressed and down on myself. And I started praying. And my industry professional friends, actors, models, filmmakers, painters, writers, they were sad and depressed. So this all leads me to a very special prayer that I started praying in August, asking God, what do you want to do with me? I can't do photography shoots. I can't make my wine and launch my program. I can paint, but nobody's going to really see my artwork. And I feel at a loss to help people and to support them. I don't know what to do, God. And I woke up on August 15th about 5 a.m. in the morning, and he just spoke right through me and put it on my heart. He said, you're going to start a podcast. And I was like, what? I've told this story quite a few times. I'm going to start a podcast. Okay, God, I have no equipment. I don't know how to do a podcast. I have been on radio, on FM radio, WRNR, a few years ago. So I kind of know how it works, but I'm like, I'm not really sure what to do here. And he just kept filling into my spirit. If you can't find the light, you need to be the light and be the light around others and support them and give them a platform. Just use your voice. Just use your voice and the rest will come. Well, I am very happy to tell you that by Friday of this week, I will have recorded 60 episodes. We are on season 2 and the podcast is going extremely well. We're continuously growing. We now have not only artists, but leaders, coaches, experts in their field, psychotherapists, relationship experts, doctors, MDs, and filmmakers, people from all different walks of life. So I'm so excited to be on this journey and that God put it on my heart. And he just kind of poured into me when I was in a very dark space. So nonetheless, you can hear in my voice, I'm pretty happy and pretty positive now. So
I'm glad to hear that, because I don't think I got into depression during the pandemic, but I felt like it was starting to take a toll on my just overall just outlook on life. I wouldn't really call it depression. I just think it was just everything. I just felt like, am I really living through this, or am I just going through the motions? And after a while, everything just started becoming a chore. I went through some phases where I kind of stepped away from social media just as a break, not a whole big break, but I started getting rid of accounts. I went through different services that I just started deleting one by one, and say, don't need this anymore. And I just doing all of that, and I was like, that was waiting on me for what? I was like, it feels so good. And I was like, some of these services that I bookmarked and I saved in my secure password manager, I was like, I don't remember even using this service. I was like, I just saved. The internet can be a distraction place. It's full of distractions, like social media, shopping, and so many more websites that are very distracting, just like video games and whatnot. But it is all over the place. So much noise going on. Well, with a blocker tool like Freedom Blocker, it can block all those distraction websites that you find distracting. I block RuneScape, Facebook, Twitter, and all the social media marketing tools. Without Freedom Blocker, I wouldn't be able to run crazyfitnessguy.com because I'd be distracted all day long. But thanks to them, so I'm no longer distracted. Go to visit a web link in the show notes for more information about Freedom Blocker, for more information about what they do, what they are, and whatnot. And you can, and the best part about Freedom Blocker, you can use it on all of your devices, Apple, Windows, Macs, tablets, and more. Visit them to find out more information.
Good time for cleanup, to clean up your space, clean up your home, clean up your social medias, clean up maybe your friends. Like it was a good time for cleanup for sure. Organization, those type of things. So that's good that you did that. It's great for mental health.
Yeah. I'm like, I don't even know what half the accounts I was using for. I was like, did I sign up for this? I don't know. I was going to do something with this. Man, the idea slipped now. I don't know.
Wow.
So what do you discuss on your podcast?
Okay, so it depends on the guest. I will tell you that I do pre-screen my guests. In the beginning, I was contacting other people, inviting them to be on my podcast, my industry professional friends and people that I had known that were very well respected, or, you know, people that were acquaintances that I respected their work. But now people are contacting me from all over the world. And I interview people in Mexico and Australia and UK and the United States. I mean, just all Greece, all over. But I would say, so La Dolce Vita, the name La Dolce Vita means the sweet life. And when I say the sweet life, I don't mean just eating cookies and cakes and dolce, you know. I interview people on things that are sweet in life. And that can be many things. Relationships can be sweet. I interview Dr. Tranquility. She's been on The View about relationships. One of my episodes was with Michael Loria, where we talked about what's your love language and how to identify that, and what if you're in a relationship, or you're married, or you're dating, what is your partner's love language? So that if you're stuck in a house during the pandemic and you know each other's love language, maybe you can get along a little bit better. Or if you're new to the dating scene after being on lockdown for a year, how you can connect with others. Another episode we did was about testimony. I interviewed a gentleman about sharing the power of a testimony and healing through abuse and mental health awareness, suicide prevention. I interviewed a gentleman by the name of Jason Cisneros, who from the Bald Avenger podcast, who is with CERT Ministries, who goes in and saves children, victims of human trafficking, and gets them to a safe place through CERT Ministries. So really all different people, mainly artists, okay? Incredible singers like Deborah Bond and Mervyn Mayo and Monique Maffei Hester, just all different types of people, painters that paint in Chicago, huge, beautiful murals and do activist projects. So if you go and listen, I assure you that there's at least one episode for everyone that they can enjoy and that they can learn. It's definitely a platform where you can learn something as well. And I guarantee you by the end of the show, you're going to feel so beautiful in your heart space. You're going to feel uplifted, and you're going to feel really good about what you just heard. We don't talk about politics. We don't talk negatively about others. And we don't talk about things that are going to be majorly controversial, like should you take the vaccine? Should you not? Should you wear a mask? Should you not? Because I don't want to argue with people. I want to tell their stories.
I totally agree. That's one of the rules that when I created this my own podcast, that it was not going to be any politics. It was not going to be anything that is controversial, because I didn't want to argue with people. I was like, you have your opinion, I have my opinion, no one has asked me this question, but if somebody did ask me what my politics are, I would say, I don't have time for that.
Mm-mm.
I don't understand stupid.
I don't, at this current time, as an American citizen, born in the U.S., my family is Italian on my mom's side, but I have to do my duty as an American citizen, and I do use the power of my voice, but I don't want to ever butt heads with anyone. I mean, we just agree to disagree. If it's something that I hear and I'm like, I'm not sure, unless it's something that's against my moral compass, you know, then I'll speak up. But I'm here to be in the entertainment industry. I'm here to be an amazing host. I'm here to support others. And so that's really my primary focus. I don't care who they voted for president. If they're a good person and spiritually, you know, they're on their purpose-driven life, I want to support them.
Exactly. And plus, I always liked, my dad used to watch his talk show host when he was younger, Johnny Carson. And
yeah.
He always said, like, why would I want to piss off like 50% of the audience? And
right.
And I was like, and I was like, even though I'm not that high up on the food chain as he was, it's like, why would I want to piss off my audience? And it's like, I don't even need to. Why even talk about that stupid topic?
Well, there's one person that I really love a lot and that I have a lot of respect for, who has had, I believe, a 4, if not 5-decade successful career, and that's Dolly Parton. Dolly Parton, when asked about any type of politics or her view, like to choose one side or the other, she always makes a sweet, cute little joke, or she says, hey, I'm just here to sing a song, darling, you know, or something cute like that. And she kind of deflects from it and she stays away from that area. She knows that she's in the entertainment business. She's not here to influence people in that way. She just wants to be a good person. And And she has donated millions and millions of books so that children can learn how to read. And she supports charities and does wonderful things. Why would she want to lose the support of the people by saying one comment about who to vote for or whatever? We have the power and the ability to do our own personal research about who we want to vote for. You know, you can always write to Congress. There are many things that you can do in your own space. You don't need to, unless you're in politics, and that's, you know, that's the direction of your career that you want it to go. You don't need to, be getting on there, and there's no need to bash other people or anything like that. And on a podcast. My podcast is not political. It's spiritual, so.
How did you come up with the name for your podcast?
Well, I really think God put it on my heart, but La Dolce Vita is like, it's like a saying in Italy, like, you know, the sweet life. And I wanted to name the podcast something that was from, you know, my Italian heritage, that was an Italian saying, something that was probably familiar with even English speaking, you know, people. A lot of people that are, you know, American or any, you know, other places in the world has heard the saying, La Dolce Vita, right? So, and I wanted it to be something that people knew instantaneously, that this is going to be a fun show, or this is going to be a spiritual show. If you're talking about the sweet life, then you're probably not talking about politics, right? Or you're probably not talking, even though we do speak about very serious subjects, the subjects that we're talking on are to raise awareness or to raise funding for charities or things that are going to support and help people, or like art and music. And I have this quote, I think you'll love it, Jimmy, that the world without artists would be an asylum.
Yeah, I can agree with that.
So if you took away architects and fashion designers and musicians and painters and models and actors and all these different types of artists, filmmakers, it would be a pretty boring world. And we'd probably go crazy without ways to express ourselves. So it kind of all fits. So the name of the podcast, La Dolce Vita, The Sweet Life, that's where it comes from. And then the quote, a world without artists would be an asylum, comes from Virginia Rose. It comes from me. And it's like, hey, come support artists, otherwise there won't be any.
I can totally agree with you on that, because it's funny. I was telling this one person that I met in person once, and he says, like, I don't listen to music. And I was like, huh? And I was like, yeah, I just didn't really care for music. Well, isn't your life boring? I didn't say that to the person, but I was like, how do you not listen to music? And it's like, I'm bored in the car when there's no music. I'm bored when I do my marketing, my everyday marketing that I do for my brand and everything. I'm always listening to music. I'm afraid that my parents are going to tell me to shut up with the music or something. It's like, come on. It's like, like, bring it down. It's like, it's not like I'm blasting it like 10 decimals, like 50 decimals high at night. And it's like, I'm just listening to some AC/DC before I go to bed. Maybe it's not the best thing to listen to before you go to bed, because then you just feel like continue doing stuff. But I like listening to AC/DC.
Yeah. Well, music is life for me. So I am an artist, but I wouldn't be the artist that I am if it wasn't for music, Jimmy. And I do put a lot of beautiful, tranquil music into my podcast. And it's so funny, because a couple of people have told me that I should do a guided meditation app, because they love to fall asleep to my voice when they listen to the interviews. And I find that so beautiful and amazing, because music gets me in the spirit before I do the interviews. I paint to music. Like, I actually sometimes name my paintings after a song or a lyric that I was listening to at the time that I painted them. I was a figure skater, and I did ballroom dancing, and I was also a belly dancer. So I know people listening like, what? A belly dancer? Yeah, I did belly dancing for like 5 years as a part of my fitness journey, to keep me in shape after 3 children. And I love music. I love almost every type of music. The only thing that I can't get into is heavy metal. And it's no, you know, nothing against other people that listen to it, but it kind of like hurts my head a little bit. But I can always listen to anything from classical to a good rock song. So I have to agree with you on the AC/DC, though, super awesome, Jimmy.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of heavy metal either, because it just feels like a headache going off in the back of my brain. Well, like it's kind of like it's also screaming too. It's like, what's that lyric?
Yeah,
like I missed it.
A lot of people that work out to it, they like to work out to it because it really gives them like a good pump. But for me, I'm much more of a J-Lo girl. Give me some Pitbull. Give me some JoJo. Give me something, you know, like.
Well, I don't think I can listen to Pitbull because, I mean, I'm not a big hip hop kind of person, but the heavy metal, like I could see people working out to it, but I'm just not that into it. I probably because my parents always played either classic rock or rock and roll in the car, never like super loud, obnoxious music. Now when AC/DC comes on, we play it a little high in the car, but it's not like, I don't even know any heavy metal bands, but it's not like we're blasting it over the radio. Some of those people blast stuff over the radio. It's like, I'm surprised your eardrums haven't like blasted out of your ears yet.
Thanks to our sponsorship with Deep Stash. You're probably wondering, what the heck is Deep Stash? Well, Deep Stash allows you to learn new stuff every single day. You can become the smartest person in the room with unlimited access to 200,000 plus powerful ideas from top books, podcasts, and more. They have a generous free plan. And if you want to check them out, click the link below in the podcast descriptions. Either or will work, but definitely check them out, because if you're a daily learner like me and like to learn new stuff, I don't always have time to read 11 minute articles or 15 minute articles during the day. So with Deep Stash, I can listen to them on the go while I'm driving the car or on an airplane, etc. So go check out my friends at Deep Stash. You won't regret it.
That's how my ears feel like after a concert.
Yeah, you gotta rest. Yeah, take good care of your ears so you don't struggle later with pain or loss.
Too late for me. I had terrible ear loss. I had terrible ears since the day I was born. So.
You gotta take care of yourself. So what's next? What else you want to ask me, Jimmy? I'm an open book here.
So how long have you been? What kind of artwork do you make?
Okay, so I am an international fine artist. I create works of art, photography works of art that are photography prints that I have like a limited edition collection. That's one type of art that I do. And like I did, I went to this photo shoot in Chicago and we did a Marie Antoinette like recreation. And it was like from the 16th, 17th century. It was really, really beautiful, like kind of Rococo type of art, Venetian style of art with the lady with the wigs and the masks and the beautiful ball gowns and dresses and things like that. And people can order it on like metal or on acrylic or like pearlized canvases, stuff like that. And then there's another type of art that I do, and that's paintings. And I never know what the painting is going to look like because I do abstract art. I've painted a cat before. I've painted wine glasses, wine bottles, instruments, all different types of things. So I'll tell you, I do prayer and meditation every morning, and God gives me like visions, and I can see what I'm supposed to paint. And he always I feel like it, God is like so mindful that he usually gives me the vision when he knows I either have the day off and actually time to paint, or I'm in a space, like really inspired space, and I will be able to paint it that day. And I really, really enjoy painting. It was meant to be a hobby and to like have some downtime. But what ended up happening is people saw my work and then they asked me, they wanted to commission me and they started buying my art. And so when things open back up, I really want to get my paintings into galleries, because a lot of my paintings have a message of hope behind them, about not being afraid or pushing forward or crashing waves or honoring God throughout the storms. The painting that is in my office, this hanging, is called Hope, and it's all about being hopeful. So that's a lot of my artwork. And then I do write as well. And I co-authored a book, Women Who Illuminate. And I am going to continue to write and hopefully write more books in the future.
I wish I had your art skill, because like I'm good with, I've created many different pieces of art myself. I think some of the listeners might think this story might be funny. Some might disagree, but I think it was pretty funny. So one of my art classes that I was taking in high school, just because I need a place to where I can let my emotions out. And instead of like verbally talking to someone, I just wanted to make stuff and create stuff. And one of my art classes, I created multiple different sculptures and everything. For my last and final project, I took it up a notch to make it a little bit more something everyone could relate to. So I made a small little skull, and I turned it into like sort of like a prison, and had different like little bars on it, like from paper clips. And I'm not saying my college or anything. This was high school and middle school that I was aiming it at. And it was funny. I had this principal who I known since middle school, and she eventually transitioned to the high school. And me and her had a history, I wouldn't say a bad history. We just had a history of, she knows me, I know her. She helped me through a lot of different stuff. And it was funny. So what my art teacher said, like, Jimmy, I think that should go into the art show. It's like, you're kidding me, right? And it's like, no, it's that good. It should go into the art show. So I go to the art show, put it in there. My principal saw it. It's like, Jimmy, I think that piece looks wonderful. And it's like, I thought you would be offended by that piece. And it's like, no, I truly know how much you really dislike high school and middle school. I was like, wow, I didn't even have to mention that to you. I was like, no, it was pretty written much all over your face back then. And it's like, thank you.
Well, you saw it was an outlet for you. I mean, that was how you were feeling. You were feeling caged at the time. And you want to break free and be out into the world. So I don't think it's inappropriate at all. I think it's an honest dictation of how you were feeling physically, emotionally, mentally. I was not a fan of middle school and high school. In middle school, I did love bands. Music, there you go. Chorus, music, there you go. I loved my band friends, and I really, really enjoyed it. But my favorite class of the day was either band or chorus. Like, I didn't care about any of the other classes. And when I became a figure skater and I was figure skating, I barely even wanted to go to school, because I was like, I'm going to be a famous figure skater. What do I need all this science and math stuff? Well, nonetheless, I graduated anyways, which, you know, everybody, it's good to apply your studies to your life, but Jimmy, I had to completely agree with you. I felt like it was prison. I wanted to break free. I wanted to go out to the world. I wanted to do photography and skating and modeling and dancing. And none of those really have classes at school or space at the school. So I completely understand where you're coming from with that art piece. And thank you for telling that story and sharing it with me.
Well, what's funny though, an art critic came into to every year art critics come, local art critics come around just to view local pieces and everything. And my piece won an award, and I still have it pasted onto the the piece as well. And I was like, it's a great piece. It's like, gee, as like after all the stuff that I made previous years, never got in, but this piece took the icing on the cake.
It sure did. Well, congratulations on that award. And that just shows that art is all in the eye of the beholder. And obviously someone saw, you invoked an emotion in them, Jimmy, and you made them stop and the judge and say, hey, he expressed his feelings in an art piece and we need to pay attention to this. And so that's really awesome. What a cool story. I was you know what? I was terrible in art in school, because I never wanted to do the art projects that they gave us, like, oh, make a mosaic or do this clay project or make a black and white sketch of yourself. It never translated for me. I don't like to be told what to do. I'm an Aries Taurus, for anybody that believes in horoscopes or, you know, the zodiac signs or whatever. But Aries Tauruses do not like to be told what to do. If you ask us, we'll do anything in the world for you. But if you tell us, we're like, oh, no, I don't want to do that. So my teacher like commanded me to make a certain type of artwork that didn't speak to me. I had a very hard time translating it. So now that I have my own art studio and my own photography studio and my own space, and my imagination can run wild and I can create anything I want, whether it be creating a dress, making my own dresses, making my own backdrops, my own sets, my own bringing my visions to life. And that's what I did with models for years. It's such a wonderful space because I feel like it's never ending, Jenny. So art is such an important piece of the world, and it lives inside of us, and we need to get it out. So super awesome.
I was never a really good drawer at all. I could barely even draw a stick figure, but I could paint stuff. I have something right here. I made this.
He's got a cool bowl. You know what that looks like? It's from Nightmare Before Christmas. The Jack with the swirl.
Yeah,
it looks really neat. You have to put it on your website so people can see.
I might. There was this. What's funny though, I got this idea from one of my favorite shows called Avatar: The Last Airbender, and I wanted to. There's this one scene. The scene was he was visiting the Northern Water Tribe to get a waterbending master to learn waterbending. And when they were getting attacked and everything, in the second part of that, Aang the Avatar had to go to this where he met these koi fish, and they were black and white, and they always circled around each other, and so that's when I got the kind of the circle. Well, I wouldn't say it was really that circle, but it would just
swirl
around each other.
I love koi fish. I love, well, you know how sometimes, I don't know if you've ever been down to Florida, but where there's different places, because koi are very delicate to my understanding. But I think koi fish are so beautiful when you can go to like a tropical type of restaurant and they have them like in the little like ponds, and you can sit next to it and you can watch them. I can literally sit there for hours. I feel like they're the most tranquil fish, neat looking fish. And I hope someday, you know what? I'm going to just say it's going to happen, that I can have my own koi fish pond, like at my home somewhere, because I think they're absolutely amazing. And I can see the translation in your artwork of how that spoke to you. So really, really neat.
It's funny. Like, I'm always trying to look for some cool different different apps for art on my Chromebook or my phone, because since I don't think there's any art classes in my college. I took a photography class, but I haven't gotten to do much of anything. It's funny, they offer for college at the moment, like, they have so many different electives that I could choose from, but none of them had to do with anything art. It's like, you can take a class in art history, and it's like,
yeah, art history is fun, but that's basically you're going to need to retain information, and then you're going to be tested about the Renaissance period, about the Rococo period, about different artists that painted different things, and where they were from, and were they philosophers, and different things. So, I mean, art history is great to know if you're really into that. But if you want to create, that's not going to do anything for you. It may inspire you, but because I love art history. I love watching documentaries. I love studying, not because I want to copy the work, but I want to be inspired by the great. But for me, I'm like, oh my goodness, like I eat it up. Like on my down days, or like my days off when I really need to unplug my brain and just rest and relax, I will watch the History Channel for like hours. Like my phone is on silent. People are trying to contact me. They're like, where are you, Virginia? I was like, if they really knew, they would be like, you're such a nerd, Virginia. So I don't tell them that I'm watching, the History Channel for 6 hours, watching documentaries about, Leonardo da Vinci. But I think you should check into one of your local YMCA wine and design. They have like some type of wine and design places. You don't have to drink the wine. You can just go take a class for about $30 to $40, and you can learn Bob Ross videos on YouTube. Because I'm a self-taught artist, I watch many type of tutorials and things to get inspired. And I'll tell you how I started, Jimmy, and this might inspire you and some of your listeners. I kept having dreams of different color paint that was on paintbrushes rushing against different canvases. And it made me really happy when I woke up. And I was like, but God, I'm not a painter. And I don't think he was asking me to paint. I think he was just telling me, like putting on my heart, like, you're gonna paint. So I went to the art supply store and I asked the nice lady there that was working that day where the paint supplies were and what aisle, and she kind of helped me a little bit, and then she left me to it. And basically what I did was I bought some canvases, I bought some paint, and I bought some brushes. And then I came home and I went on Pinterest and I looked at different types of beginner paintings and different things that I could start with. And I just found one that the color spoke to me, and it was a wine glass, and it was really beautiful. So I just started painting, Jimmy. And I did it with no expectations. You cannot have expectations, because if you do, you're going to be like, oh, this looks like crud, I don't like this. Paint whatever Jimmy wants to paint. If anybody who's listening to this podcast and you want to start painting, paint whatever you want to paint. It's all in the eyes of the beholder. I have paintings hanging up in my office that my children made me when they were 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 years old. And they're like, Mom, that's terrible. Take that down. No, I love it. It inspires me. So if it inspires you and you love it, you can put it in your home. You can give it as a gift to someone and just let it out. Let that creativity out, and don't worry about any type of, meeting the expectations of Leonardo da Vinci or, some sort of a famous painter, Monet or Van Gogh. Just do it for you, and you'll get better and better over time. So, Jimmy, I'm going to have to check back in when you're on my podcast on April 2nd and see if you have started your creative journey painting.
No pressure or anything. Good Lord.
Oh. But check it out. I want you to do it only if it's in your heart, but I think you want to start creating a little bit more things, and you're very talented with that bowl that you created with the koi for the koi fish.
I am what you call an indie podcaster. If I run out of money, there's
nobody back in Crazy Fitness Guy. How you can support Crazy Fitness Guy is becoming a premium subscriber to Crazy Fitness Guy Premium Podcast. Our first plan is called Load Crazy. You'll get 100% ad-free content with zero sponsorships and zero commercials. The second plan we have is called Crazy. For $3.99 a month, you get access to the full episodes for the full library archives, early access to the shows, all episodes are ad-free, shout-outs on the show, and you will be helping support our mission, and all the episodes are unedited. For the next plan, if you go year-long for $30 a year, they're extremely crazy. You'll get everything in the crazy plan, plus you'll get access to exclusive members, private Facebook group, and bonus ask me about anything episodes, and you get to suggest topics for the show in the Facebook group. So if you want to help support Crazy Fitness Guy, there's three plans starting at $2.99 a month, going up to $30 a year. So it's $2.99. The next plan that is up is $3.99, and then $30 a year. So thank you for all your support for the years, and I hope I'm looking forward to continue making content just for you. Thank you. To become a premium podcast subscriber, click the links in the show notes and see which plan is right for you.
Thanks. It was I can definitely relate to that it shouldn't be pushed or feel like you have to do art or something, because there was times when I was in my high school art class, I was lacking the creativity one day where I didn't know what I wanted to do. My teacher came over and was like, "So Jimmy, what are you gonna make this week?" "I don't know." And it's like, "Well, you gotta think of something." It's like, "I got nothing." And so, like, I just sat there literally the whole class staring, thinking. I just couldn't think of anything. I think that went on for like 2 or 3 days in a row. And it finally hit me, and it's like, I'm gonna make a small school and create a prison. And my teacher says, like, "Interesting." And I was like, I don't think the principal really like it very much. And it's like, not like I'm hurting anybody. I'm just sharing my feeling.
Well, art doesn't always have to be bright and shiny. There's a lot of healing and therapy that can come in art. And you probably felt a bit therapeutic with sharing your feelings about how you were feeling inside of that school. And you, I don't want to say forced, but kind of guided people to pay attention that as a student, it's not so warm and fuzzy. I'm not feeling like so happy and joyful. I'm feeling some negativity in this space, and I want you all to pay attention and understand. So therapy, for me, most of my paintings, I would say 90 to 95% of my paintings or my artwork or my photography work is what you would call bright and shiny and happy and colorful. But I will tell you, I have painted an abstract painting of a heart being ripped out of its chest with black and reds and very passionate colors. Last year, I had a friend that was killed, and I didn't know what to do to work through that. So I immediately went to my canvas and my paintbrushes, and I painted a fire, because that's what I felt in that time. I felt fire. I felt the heat of the situation. I felt like the walls were closing in on me. I felt like she was here with me in spirit, but I couldn't reach her, and I painted that. And you know what? A psychiatrist bought it and put it in her house. And I did a fine art print of it, and I have that hanging in my art gallery, or in my artist studio, my space. But art can be anything you want it to be. You just have to break free and allow yourself to begin the journey of creativity.
Excuse me. That's what I think. I feel like colleges should like definitely have more art classes because, like, it was really funny. They built this new building on my campus, and it's a very nice building, and they have this a gym there, and I don't think I've seen anyone outside of a class or a sports team, besides a sports team in a class, ever going there to use it. And I feel, and it's like, oh, we want students to use this gym and everything. And it's like, well, first off, it's like, we never have time between classes or anything. And it's like, and if we do, we have tons of homework, and it's like, and you never know when you could go into that gym and whatnot, and if you're even allowed, and so, and it's like, man, why can't we have art classes? And it's like, I would love to have just, and it's like, you can make anything art, you can do anything, and it's like some of my classes that I have. In my major that to take is like marketing is like, well, marketing is a form of art, and because as the algorithms of social media changes each and every time, and you can create do different posts with GIFs, etc. But I was like, really, why can't we have some electives that we can art electives that we can choose from, like even art on a computer, let us do Photoshop, let us do something. But this is,
you know, that might be a good thing, Jimmy, for you to talk to your college guidance counselor, or possibly write a letter. Perhaps you could be a leader, or with the help of some friends maybe that you have, and start an art club, because sometimes if they don't have a course for it, like a class for it, you could start a club, and you could invite different artists from your community, perhaps through a Facebook group or through a community board. You could invite different artists to come and teach like a technique, like maybe one artist does pottery, maybe one artist does, you know, abstract painting. But something I'd like to offer you, and I know it, like, it's on the podcast, it's recorded, so you gotta hold me to it. If you would like, we can do a video Zoom art project together. You have a painting, I have a painting, we can, like, a canvas, and we could paint together via Zoom, and you can keep that going and invite other friends to paint with you through Zoom, and then maybe like at the end you can do a reveal and you guys can both show each other your painting. So it's a way to interact, build bond friendships, keep people engaged, and to do something fun. So if you'd like to do that with me, Jimmy, I just got the idea for it, and I think I'm going to start inviting some other friends to do it too. So hopefully that'll inspire you and help you with your creativity.
Who knows, man? I'm going to have to join in on that.
Yay! It's exciting!
I was just curious, do you have your own website and everything too?
I do, Jimmy. So I have two websites currently, www.virginiarosefineart.com. That's where you can find those fine prints of like the Marie Antoinette, and there's a very special celebrity on there that's an advocate. You guys can go check it out. Mermaids and different cool things. And then I have over a 20 year photography career, so I cannot fit my entire portfolio on one website, but there's some wonderful images, and I would say a good 25% chunk of my portfolio on vrhphotography.com. And soon to come is a La Dolce Vita podcast website that is also going to have connectors for my paintings. Because like I said, my paintings were just supposed to be for me. I didn't realize that people were going to want to buy them and to buy prints of them. So we're working with some marketing people and some advice on some e-commerce stuff. So, and I do have notebooks and also signed books. So if you contact me at virginiarosefineart@yahoo.com and you would like to purchase a signed copy of the book, you can contact me directly and I'll get that to you.
And where can people follow you on social media?
Okay, so I have VR Fine Art. And by the way, that VR for Virginia Rose Fine Art. You can follow me at La Dolce Vita Podcast. And you can also follow me on Facebook on La Dolce Vita Podcast with Virginia Rose or under Virginia Hodges, parentheses, Virginia Rose. You will find me. So message me and let me know who you are and that you listen to this episode and I will gladly approve you. And that way we can touch base and be in connection. And I'm always looking for podcast guests to support. So please reach out to me. But thank you for letting me share that, Jimmy.
You're definitely welcome. And before I let you go, what would you say if you have I'm lost for words. How do you think art has changed your life in some way, shape, or form?
Do I think art has changed my life? Yes, Jimmy. Art is my life. Virginia Rose, the name, the brand, the person, the mother, the being, the child of God, would not exist without art in every form of it. I am surrounded and supported by beautiful artists in my life who have been there for me in my darkest hour. Painting is not only something that has been therapeutic for me, but it's also a celebration. Photographing people and showing them their inner beauty and their outer beauty and just finding a way to impact the world. And I hope that long after I'm gone from this earth, that my art and what I stood for as an artist will be a legacy and it will lift people's spirits for years to come. I don't have to be Leonardo da Vinci, but what I want people to know out there is anyone can be an artist. Anyone can be creative. Just start. Just, you know, wake up in the morning and go out and get a couple of art supplies. Invite a friend over to have a glass of wine with you as long as you're over 21 and you drink responsibly. And paint and just and enjoy or do some type of art. You know, maybe you want to be a fashion designer, whatever it is, just believe in yourself. And it absolutely has changed my life for the better. And I'm so grateful to be an artist, a podcast host, an author, a dancer. I mean, just all different types of things, all forms of art. So thank you for that question, Jimmy. It was a great question.
And I can definitely agree. It's like art doesn't just have to be painting and drawing and it can be writing. Like for my website, sometimes I don't feel like the website is, sometimes for me, the writing on my website is not that, I don't feel like that it, I don't really feel like it's that artsy to me. I'm currently working on a project that I'm not telling anyone about.
Yay, secret project.
Yeah, I'm a secret agent.
Going to be revealed by Jimmy Clare.
Soon, maybe 2025, the way I'm going. I feel... I write in my journal a lot, so I feel like that's that has been helping me, and that's sort of art to me. But the writing for my website sometimes just feels kind of like work related a little bit because that's what I do for my work and podcasts and everything. But I like podcasting more than I do writing on my website, if I can be honest, because it's not that I hate what I do of writing on my website, but just with all the gosh darn algorithms, it's like, yes, gosh darn Google. Yeah, I read a bonus statistic. Now, Google, I think they said... The article said that they update their algorithms like 400 times a year. I'm like, overkill.
Yeah, It makes it difficult. So it's hard to stand out in our space sometimes. And I really appreciate you giving me this platform, Jimmy, to talk about what I do and why I do it and why I do the podcast, because I think the best way to create visibility is through your friends and through your support system, because Google, all right, is it a necessary tool? Yes. Do they care about Jimmy Clare and Virginia Rose? No, they don't.
They should care about me.
They should care about you, and they should care about me too, but do they? Probably not. So we have to make our own way. And the best way, I think, to create visibility about anything that is important to you, any business, any type of a marketing, and I'm not a marketing strategist. I mean, do I do marketing? Do I know some things about it? Yes, but I honestly look to mentors mostly for that. But one of the best ways to get yourself out there and to have people pay attention, I believe, is to be yourself and to have a support system and to just continue to say yes. And now, not, don't go against your moral compass, but yes, meaning yes, I'll be on Jimmy Clare's podcast. Yes, I'll do coffee with Klingman. Yes, I'll be on The Warrior Woman. You know, just saying yes. Just saying yes. Yes, Brett, I'll be on your mastermind. Yes, I'll do Raw and Blinded. Just different types of projects that are going to get you out there and people are going to see you or hear you so they know what your passions are and they can go follow you. So please, I'll just ask, please go and follow and support La Dolce Vita podcast. It's not about me. It's about supporting others. And I'm on Spotify and 7 other platforms. You can literally just Google La Dolce Vita with Virginia Rose and you'll find it.
And real quick, yes, I found what's really funny of what you said. What was I gonna say? What's funny is I feel like that there's some. With how what you said, I feel like Google should care about who I am, even though I'm not that famous yet. And I was like, that's how I got my name out there, just by saying yes to a lot of different things. And I got into 61 different podcasts so far. And my mom's like, don't you feel like you're gonna be old, like become redundant and old and like no one wants to hear your story anymore? And I was like, that's what I found this other opportunity for this other podcast as a guest appearance, and I was going to talk about some marketing tips for nonprofits, and I'm not saying I even told the person I'm not a marketing expert. There's always someone better than me out there who's got degrees in this. But like, I took in for my major, I had to take some marketing courses. Last summer, or maybe 2 summers ago, I took a marketing course from HubSpot. So I've learned, honestly, I learned quite a few. The few things from marketing, I didn't get 800 Twitter followers overnight. So I must be doing something right. I don't know.
I think you're doing a lot of things right, and you know, even if Google doesn't care, I care, and I'm very happy to be on your show, and I'm so happy you're going to be on mine. And so I think you're a wonderful person. I love who you are. I love how honestly you are. I love that even though there was some obstacles in your life, that you have overcame them beautifully, and that you're just a cool guy because you're that crazy fitness guy. So I'm excited to have you on my show, and we're going to be painting together soon. We'll have to put up on Facebook or on our websites, whatever we create that day. So super excited. So thank you for letting me be here. And thank you for giving me this space again, Jimmy. Super awesome.
Always welcome. And I hope you can come back on the show again.
I would love to. I would absolutely love to. And let's continue to raise awareness about art therapy and about being creative and just encouraging people and supporting them. We're going to be on the other end of this pandemic very soon, and we're all going to need support, you know, getting back to the world. We're all going to need each other. So
definitely. And thanks for being here. And let's stay in touch.
Okay. Thank you. And have an awesome day.
You too.
Help us be discovered by more people all over the world. Make sure you subscribe to our podcast so you get notified of every new show. In the meantime, please connect with us on social media at Crazer Fitness Guy and follow Jimmy Clare at Jimmy Clare Speaker or Jimmy Clare Speak. While you wait for another brand new episode, please go check out crazyfitnessguy.com. Check out the latest blog posts, events, sales, and more. Hope to see you again next time.
Hydro Flask is the best water bottle in my opinion because it keeps my water nice, cold, and refreshing throughout the day. And yes, I do drink a lot of water throughout the day, so even though it stays colder for longer, I still like having a reusable water bottle like Hydro Flask because it just sits on my desk and it just sits on my desk and reminds me, hey, you got to drink water. And Hydro Flask, it keeps it cold longer, which makes me want to drink more water throughout the day because, you know, there's nothing worse than drinking warm water. Go to HydroFlask.com and use the link in the show notes. And yes, I do get a small commission from Hydro Flask. So, which also helps support the show. So tell them I sent you, use the link below. And check out HydroFlask.com for more information.